Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Another day down.
You start every catch up with,
I know, because by this time I'm just so drained. I'm just like, oh God, I've got to do more radio.
People don't think that. I think people, when they listen to us, think we're 3 hours like that and that's how we spend our whole days. Nah, once it hits 9 o'clock, we go to sleep.
Yes. In fact, today when it hit 8:30, I went to sleep.
You actually did. It's on our Instagram. Hit GV on Instagram for all you podcast people.
Yeah, follow us if you don't already. If you don't, why?
We might get 2 extra followers out of this.
I reckon 7.
Really? Yeah. We only have 2 listeners, though.
No, I've got 7.
How do we? 100.
Well, I've got 6 people in my family, so there you go.
Yeah, that's 6 downloads. I've got a couple.
Yeah.
100.
100. Oh.
1,000.
Bring it. Bring it. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to get around this catch up. See what we mean? See, we're drained by this stage.
We had a bit of fun, though, didn't we?
In the show?
Yeah.
Got a lot of calls on. I'm just putting together the podcast now. We spoke to, like, everyone in the Goulburn Valley today.
Literally. I think we had about 20 calls on the show today. If you're listening, you might have been on this catch-up as well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Val. Just picked out a caller.
Hey, Jody.
No, we didn't have a Jody.
No.
Hey, Laurie. There was a Laurie.
Are you sure?
Yes, the farmer.
Oh, yeah, Laurie. Yeah, I spoke to him off
about the rain.
Nice guy.
Yeah, great guy. Anyway, you'll hear them all in here. Val, Laurie, the whole crew, Josiah, Ellie. So enjoy the catch-up. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Kisses.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Right now, I want to say potentially goodbye to something very close to my heart.
Are you okay? Gavin, is he gone?
No, he's still hanging around, that dude. Can't shake him. Something that we are going to have to shake soon, or at least begin to pay a lot more for.
Oh, is this it? Are we announcing that the show's over now? Are we done?
Yeah, people now have to pay to listen to us.
You can catch us on Spotify.
Can we start that? What have we got? The last survey that we did said we had 50,000 listeners. If everyone could give us a dollar, that'd be great.
We have way more than that.
Yeah, I know. All right, whatever. Anyway, we've digressed. I want to say goodbye to my good friend, Beer. The song's too upbeat to be playing in this situation.
I'm confused. Are you giving beer up?
No.
Oh, God, no. That was very aggressive.
I was really answered that way too quickly, didn't I?
I have to have my 6-pack every night, mate.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to have to give it up, but bloody global warming's ensuring that that's going to happen for me.
That's crap.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Give me the story.
Oh, you don't believe me. Scientists, are you going to disagree with scientists, Josiah?
To be honest, yes.
Scientists have looked at the impact climate change will have on barley, which is what you use to make beer.
Barley, and they reckon, the country?
No.
Oh, barley wheat.
Yes. And they reckon that with global warming and climate change and everything, it's going to ruin the barley crops. Now I'm just thinking of barley the place. And it's going to make beer prices soar. So for someone like me who doesn't get a dollar for every listener that we have on this station and earns zero money, I'm not going to be able to afford beer. They're saying pints could double in price. Double. We could be paying $20 plus for a pint of beer.
Get stuffed. Australia's already got some of the worst beer prices there are. You go to Europe, you will not pay more than €1 for a beer anywhere you go.
I know.
This is crap. As if, what are they going to do over in Europe? Double it? There's other ways to do it without this barley. Didn't even know it's got barley in it, to be honest. I did have no idea.
Well, you're not a scientist, and that's why you can't downplay this situation, because I'm mad about it. And so I don't really know what to do in this situation. Like, what's a world without beer?
Probably a better place.
Really?
I mean, it's technically alcohol, and alcohol's a drug. So if you see it in that light, however, beers, mate.
Beers for the boys.
What are the boys
going to do when they get together?
True. What do we do?
What are Saturdays for the boys?
Saturdays are for the boys. Yeah. What are we going to do?
I mean, drink responsibly, obviously.
Probably going to have to find other activities to do now.
Do you know what people should drink instead?
What?
Coke Zero.
See, what would you do if the world had a Coke Zero shortage? What would you do then?
Die.
Really? Do you think...
That's it.
Is Coke Zero like water to you? Like it's in your veins?
Yeah, a little bit. Like if you cut me open, it'll just be a fountain of CZ flowing out of my veins.
And you wonder why you have the issues you have.
Actually, you know what? That makes me feel better. Because as long as I've got Coke Zero, that don't need no barley.
Really?
All it needs is heaps of chemicals. And heaps of stomach-stripping agents. I'll be fine without beer.
You told me that you drink beer to escape the life that you're living. You can't escape that with Coke Zero.
Mate, I wish I could escape the life I'm living, stuck in here with you all day.
I don't blame you.
God, if beer's what it takes.
Hey, you know what?
We've got I'll pay that
$20. We've got a beer fridge at work right now. We should celebrate with a 4X. Let's go.
All right, sounds good. If you twist my arm. Drink responsibly, Goulburn Valley.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
A bit down at the moment.
Was it the weather or?
Yeah, lots of things getting me down. You know, apparently I'm potentially pregnant. Spoke about that earlier. That's a bit scary. But do you know what annoys me? Is my partner, Gav, and I, we don't have a cool story about how we met.
Partner?
Yeah, did I just call him a partner?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did I just become 80?
Is that like a step up from boyfriend?
I don't know. It just came out. I didn't even think about it. Oh, God. Am I getting old? No, he's my boyfriend. He's my cute little boyfriend. Anyway, we met on Tinder.
You did too, didn't you?
Well, technically, yes. We started speaking on Tinder.
No, don't justify
it. And then
it.
We went on a date and then we didn't speak again or we didn't go on another date because I was too busy, whatever. And then we met again at a dodgeball tournament. So that part of it's cute.
So like, where did you meet though originally?
The first time we saw each other in person.
No. Where did you originally meet and first talk to Gavin?
Tinder.
Boring.
No, it's very so. Like, I'm not embarrassed about it. It's socially acceptable these days.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. It's 2018. There's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of cases like that around now.
Yeah. Half my friendship group are in relationships from Tinder, like good, solid, long term relationships.
Yeah, it's a great way for people that are socially awkward and really
like me.
And really sad to meet. So, yeah, you've done well.
What annoys me is when people, like, when my kids ask me how I met their dad, if I end up marrying Gav. Ooh, well, apparently I'm pregnant now, so whatever. Then I'm going to say, oh, we just met on Tinder. Whereas, like, my parents have got a good meet cute story. There's so many good ones floating around. And then as I've been, like, stressing about this lately, I get an article pop up that BuzzFeed's put together of the cutest meeting your partner stories. And now I'm like, ah, universe.
What is there? What's the cutest story they've put out there?
Okay, there's 17, so I'm not going to go through them all. But the one that's really stuck out to me is she was working with this cute guy and she really wanted his attention, right? So one day he was behind her and she tried to do a sexy little walk for him and walked into a wall accidentally. Fell backwards. He,
awesome.
No joke, caught her midair. And instead of saying thank you, she just goes, first thing that blurts out of her mouth is, let's get coffee. Adorable.
But she initiated it though.
Yeah, but like that's cute. She literally fell into his arms, Josiah.
Yeah, but she initiated the date. She said, let's get coffee. Not that there's anything wrong with that because it's 2018.
Okay, yeah.
Just shows the guy's got no balls though.
That's so fine. Another one, I was on vacation in Santorini when I had to go to the hospital for a minor injury. While I was waiting in the lobby, an attractive paramedic kept passing by. This is cute. We ended up chatting for a while and it was love at first sight. He came to find her in Rome where she lived. But after he left that day, they never got each other's names, so she had to email the hospital looking for the tall, dark-haired man wearing a white uniform.
Whoa, Hollywood, write a movie about that one.
Yes. Why? I mean, I've just got like, cool, I came up with a witty line on Tinder. That's it.
Have I told you how I met Mia, my girlfriend?
No.
We met, so I saw her once working at a bar she worked, but then I was shopping at our local shops once,
mm-hmm.
and I went past, and I was like, that's got to be that girl that I saw that I literally couldn't get out of my head, working in a lingerie store.
Oh,
dang. How do you go into a lingerie store to get a girl's number without looking like a weirdo or like you're shopping for someone else?
Yeah.
So I was just like, stuff it, just go straight in. She had no customers in, straight in. So that's pretty brave.
That is. That's ballsy.
Go into a lingerie store. I was intimidated. I didn't know where to look.
Did you come up with a cover-up story of why you're in there or did you just come out and say, look, I saw you.
No,
thought I'd come say hi.
I went straight because I actually did contemplate before. I'm like, do I go? I'm shopping here for my mum,
yeah,
my sister. That's a bit weird.
That's so weird.
Looking for my mum's birthday present. Can I have your number?
No, fair call. I think you played it well. Give us a call, Golden Valley, 13, 12, 16. If you've got, I want to hear the cutest meeting stories you've got.
Yeah, let's find the cutest Golden Valley love story.
Yes, if you got, you know, you guys went to kindy together and you fell in love, then you didn't see each other again for 20 years and then you met up again. Oh, God.
Could be your story. Could be your parents' story. Give
us
a call.
Yes, let's have some heartwarming moments this morning. Val from Benalla, you've given us a call. Have you got a meet cute story for us?
Yes, I do. I had a huge crush on a guy when I was 15 and we met at tennis, but I ended up hitting him in the eye with a tennis ball. So I thought my chances were blown, but he did ask me out, but I was grounded at the time.
No.
But 3 or 4 years later, he rang me up out of the blue and asked me out and we've been married for 33 years.
Oh,
so it ended well, and we're still madly in love, which is great.
Do you reckon if you hadn't hit him in the face with the ball, you would have got his attention?
Yeah, I still think, because he used to say he used to like the skirts of water tennis. So I think, yeah, without hitting him in the eye, we still would have ended up together. But, yeah, I thought I'd blow me chances.
Is it true that he's now blind, Val, and he can't actually see what you, he can't see what you look like?
Probably. No.
So the ringing up out of the blue, that gets me as well. So did he call the home phone and just say, hey, I'm that guy from tennis?
No, well, I knew who he was. But, he rang up out of the blue and just asked me out. So, and at that stage, I was wrapped and we went out on a date and, been together ever since. So, I'm so wrapped that he did.
Yeah, I love that story. That warms my heart. What do you think of the days of Tinder these days? Do you think that's ruining love?
No, my daughter met her husband on Tinder and my youngest daughter's met somebody on Tinder, so and I've had a few nieces and they've got married, so
I apologise for calling them sad before.
Not that I would do it, but and it's completely different to when we grew up, so
why would you? You've got the man of your dreams, you're madly in love, it's perfect.
That's right.
Alright, well thanks so much for your call, Val.
No worries, thank you.
I got a few messages on Instagram coming through. Steph says her partner and her went to kindergarten together, still together. Crazy.
That's crazy. That is literally a whole lifetime. It's like they're brother and sister.
I know.
But not. Is that creepy to say they're brother and sister?
Go have some fun. No, I'm joking, Steph. Thanks for your message.
I love this one from Bianca. She wrote in with her story about her parents. They met on a dairy farm that they were both working on at the time. It was a really rainy day, doing some crop work. And the dad's tractor was a cabin tractor with a heater. And mum, grandma's, I'm just reading it out here. Dad asked mum if she'd like to join him in the warmth until her dad was ready to go home. And then her mum always found a reason to go visit
him. Isn't that very Goulburn Valley? In a tractor on a dairy farm.
Yes.
That is like the perfect Goulburn Valley love story.
I love it. Let's go to Georgia from Mawala. Georgia, have you got a meet cute story for us?
It's up to you guys if it's cute or not.
I'm a tough judge, George. So here we go. Hit us.
I met my boyfriend in a nightclub.
Yeah.
Cute.
My friend said he was being a bit nasty to her.
Okay.
So I went up to this person. I had no idea who he was, and I just started having a bit of a go at him, saying, don't be mean to my friend, and got told to leave.
Oh, by him or by the bouncer?
By the bouncer.
Oh, heavy. Okay.
And then I moved into a house two doors down from him.
Yeah.
And he came and said, I really like you, one of my mates and everything. And, we've been dating for over a year now.
So you met your boyfriend over abusing him at a nightclub?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of cute.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan. So did he say that you'd made an impression on him because of the abuse?
Well, no, I think he kind of was a bit scared of me, and then he met me through another mutual friend of ours and just kind of liked me from that point on.
How good. Do you still wear the pants to this day, Georgia?
Of course.
Good girl.
The abuse has never stopped. Whereabouts was the club, out of interest?
The RSL in Mawala.
Oh, awesome.
Where every good romance is born, the RSL. Yeah.
The jet ski club. Should have been there.
Oh, love it. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks so much for your call, George.
No worries.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
An article's just come out about Prince Harry. It was announced. Was it yesterday?
We talked Monday. About
it. Was it Monday that Meghan Markle announced she's having a baby?
Yeah, little baby prince/princess, but we don't know if it's going to be a prince or a princess because the Queen has to approve whether they're going to be called the prince or the princess.
And we also talked about yesterday where it might not be a prince or a princess because the Queen gets to decide if they are or not, because if not, they're going to be a lord or a lady. And that's when, at this time yesterday,
I made
but you
exactly
forgot.
Exactly, word for
all right,
word.
We'll mention, mention the bit that you didn't say, the most important bit of that story.
What, that the Queen gets to decide it?
No, that this time yesterday I announced that I'm also a Lord.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
And now you can only call me Lord Charla.
I'm not going to do that.
You have to call me Lord Charla because I am officially a Lord. That's not a joke. I own land in Scotland, so I'm a Lord.
Yeah, all right. Get on to the Prince Harry stuff.
Anyway, Prince Harry has announced, good news, and I find this quite nice, that he's given up alcohol. So the minute she found out she was pregnant, roughly 12 weeks ago, he hasn't had a drop since, and he will continue to do so for the whole course of her pregnancy.
Good on him. I respect guys who do this during pregnancy. well, during, you know, their wife's pregnancy. Like, if girls have to go through it, so do the dude.
If you, say, put the roles reverse, right? If Gav had the baby.
Yeah.
We know how much you love a drink. We've seen you at the deck, right?
Yeah.
Could you do it? 9 months, no alcohol, not one drop, not a glass of wine, not one beer, nothing.
Yeah, of course, mate.
Oh, that wasn't convincing.
Of course.
Would you do it to support your partner? Would you? Okay. Okay. Say you were pregnant right now and you revealed earlier in the show you might be. Would you expect your partner to give it up or would you be like, nah, it's all good?
No, I wouldn't like if they were like going out boozing big time every weekend and me having to go pick them up and whatnot while I stayed at home. But I'd be all right with if we went out for dinner if he got a beer.
Yeah. Know? Or if he's on the couch and it's a Wednesday night, you're watching The Bachelor and he has a beer. Would that phase you at all?
Nah, I'm okay with that. But I'd love it if they did. You know, if they do it, but it's not a game, you know.
This article came out overnight and I was speaking last night to my girlfriend Mia about it. And she goes, you'd do that for me, wouldn't you?
Mm.
I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, of course I would. I think it's a no-brainer. I don't think, unless you rely on alcohol as a staple part of your life, which I don't, then I think it's a no-brainer. Guys should do it for girls.
Yeah.
However, there are many guys out there that let rip. It depends on the pregnancy as well. I've heard stories where if it's the first kid, they're like, whatever you say, darling. But once it comes to second and third, guys are out and about and do not care.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for equality in relationships, but I feel like when the woman's pregnant, she gets the say over everything.
I agree.
What she says goes.
Yeah, because they're carrying your burden.
Yes, exactly. For 9 months. 9 months. It's not fair. But good on you, Harry. I'm proud of him.
It shows he's changed a lot. He's come a long way from the Las Vegas days.
Yeah. And, well, that's the thing. How much is he actually drinking, you know? Does he even drink much?
Well, apparently they both love a drink. And so she's asked him to do so. I reckon Prince Harry's very whipped. I'll tell you how
You would be being
I was looking
her.
At photos of him yesterday. My goodness, he needs to shave his head off. That bald
shed
patch.
Off, head
have,
off.
Have you seen the bald patch on the back of his head forming?
Yeah, but shave his head off. Sounds like he wants to decapitate himself.
Well, he's going bald, mate. Get rid of it.
Nothing wrong with going bald, Josiah.
There's not, but just admit it. He's trying to cover it with some red hair. Shave the whole thing off, mate. Just own your baldness. You look much better.
A bald head would look much better than the ponytail you're rocking at the moment.
You've got a very good point.
So shame.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, the huge amount of rain and storms that hit the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah,
Shepparton
it was full
in particular,
on, wasn't it?
It was huge. Honestly, don't think I've ever seen that much rain.
I love it at night, though, when you're trying to go to bed. There's nothing better than listening to rain smack it down. We've got a tin roof, so it's the best.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, I know. Getting out of bed yesterday was tough because I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. So nice. Pitter patter patter boom.
Is that how it went, did it?
Yeah. Pitter patter patter boom. But the amount of rain was incredible. A lot of people have been affected by it, turns out. Riverlinks, the concert hall, what do you call it?
The stage hall.
Yeah, yeah. In Shep, the roof actually collapsed
concert
from all the rain.
Concert venue, that's what we
concert
call it.
Concert venue, that's the one. God, why can't I think of it? The MSO, Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, was supposed to perform there last night, but they had to cancel the performance because, obviously, the roof was caving in.
Yeah, and there's flash flooding everywhere yesterday, right around the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah.
So be careful even today because I believe there's still a lot of flooding around. I was driving in Kyala Lakes yesterday afternoon and my car, no joke, I've got a little Golf.
Mm.
I went too far in the puddle and it carried me.
I did the same thing.
Did you?
What? Yeah. Yeah, I was going along Wyndham Street, turned into Balaclava, and there was a huge puddle there, massive puddle, and I was like,
yeah,
that's me spinning out of control.
You've got to be super careful because you can get stuck and swept into and stuck in the gutters.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to pull out in time, but there were some stories going around that weren't so lucky.
Yeah, I know. So we want to hear those stories this morning. Were you affected by the rain? I mean, my house was okay. What was the worst part for me, though, was that I put my washing out.
Oh, really?
The night before, because it was such a nice night. What was it, Monday night?
That's a real disaster story.
Oh, God, I know.
Well, look at this office. Like, look above me right now. This light's popped out.
Yeah.
That would have to be from the rain, because we've got a really thin roof here at work.
And I can't believe you noticed that.
Same with our office as well. Have you seen our office where I sit, the floor never creaked. It's not used to rain. All of a sudden, it's making these noises.
I know. And there's a weird smell in the air outside too.
I know. So 13, 12, 16. Love to hear your stories this morning.
Laurie from Katandra West, you've given us a call. Have you got a storm story for us, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, good. Great show, guys. Love listening to it every morning.
Oh, thanks so much.
Appreciate that, mate.
Hey, have you got a storm story from last night?
I've got a storm story, but it's probably not necessarily what you're looking for. I was just saying, I was going to say that, you know, we left our washing out in the rain last night or yesterday too. So there's a bit extra wet in it. But this rain, if you think about sort of, and I hate to bang on about farmers, but the agricultural sector and the economy is worth a huge amount of money to us.
Yeah.
The rain that we've gotten this last 24 hours is worth over $30,000 to us. And
really?
We create, I don't know, 10 or 15 jobs in the community. So we're an average size dairy enterprise. And that's not to mention the impact that has on irrigation water availability and the lowering of the temporary water price, which will have a flow-on impact into the community.
Yeah.
Rain has been really, really good for us.
For sure.
And it's been widespread as well, Laurie, so it's getting out to the places that need it even more so, as well as yourself, which is great news.
Yeah, everybody got a drop. Everybody got something, which was really good.
Oh, how good. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, hopefully, it looks like it's going to continue throughout the week. So hopefully you don't get too much. Is there a such thing as getting too much rain?
Oh, a couple of years ago, we got a little bit too much. But, you know, you can't complain.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. While we got too much locally, it filled the irrigation storages. It still does you good.
Yeah, of course. All right. Yep. Well, I'm glad to hear that it's going well for the farmers.
Yeah, all right. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, thanks so much for your call, Laurie. All right, let's go to one of our favourite callers. He gives us something every time he calls.
Looking forward to this.
Mario from Shep. How are you today, buddy?
Good day. How you doing, my friend?
All the better now that you're on the line. Did you get affected by the storm yesterday, buddy?
Mate, let me just say, everything is wet, 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 mate.
Yeah, that's the most amount of rain we've had in a long time. How's it? You've got the home gym, don't you, Mario?
Yeah, mate, our home gym. You come to me, we pump some iron, mate.
Is it all good? No flooding or anything?
Yeah, mate, thankfully, nobody can dry up a wet mess like your friend Mario. But let's just say I was pumping iron, putting the sweat on. I looked around, I thought, man, I must be sweating lots. Mate, my roof was leaking and collapsed, mate.
No, what, no. The whole collapsed roof? Fully.
Yeah, mate, I got plaster everywhere, woolly yellow insulation, mate. It's going to be very, very good looking up at the stars from my bench press today, you know.
Just like Riverlinx. Have you got insurance on that thing, Mario? Is it all going to be all right?
Yeah, mate, I did not talk about insurance. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Mario. But is this going to stop you, or are you going to keep pushing through and continue to work out like you always do?
Always finish your sets, mate.
Doesn't matter if the world's caving down around you, you got to get that final bench press in, right?
Mate, if the world's caving around you, you can rely on Mario.
Man, we got to meet you, Mario, in real life.
Yes.
You are a character. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
It will be your pleasure.
Oh, God, what a legend. Well, stay safe, everyone, with the storms and farmers. Rejoice. The rains are here.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Hey, I know we've spoken about a lot this week, but really, it's the biggest thing going around, and that is the royal family.
Well, they're in the country. It's hard not to talk about it. It's hard to avoid them, isn't it?
Yeah, and not only are they in the country, as if that's, like, not big enough news as it is, there has been event after event happening in the royal family this week.
I know. This studio is full of royalty. You're in the studio with the Prince of Shepparton right now, so...
Back to the actual royal family. Call yourself that one more time. I'm going to pull that ponytail right out of your head. On Saturday, Princess Eugenie, who's Harry's cousin, she got married.
Yep.
Congrats. 1 million viewers in Australia tuned into her wedding. Great news for her. Except at the wedding, Harry and Meghan thought, oh, this is a good time to announce to our family that we're pregnant. Eugenie would have been like, come off it. You guys had your moment. Let me have mine.
Because we're all talking about that dress and the wedding, blah, 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 on Monday.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, we've all forgotten about that
because
of this.
Yep, because they're pregnant. Bombshell. So that was announced then on Monday. Then, Tuesday, Pippa Middleton, Kate's sister, goes into bloody labour, has a baby.
She's the one with the good butt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got famous from her butt at the wedding.
Yeah, she did.
That's what she's famous for.
Yeah, but
originally.
It's like, thunder stealing after thunder stealing, which got you and I talking, and that's why, Goulburn Valley, we want to play this.
What did she say? Welcome to Have Your Say.
Have Your Say, because it's divided us. I said, well, obviously, the announcement of the pregnancy is the biggest news, and you're like, no, it's not.
It's the wedding, 100%.
So you reckon in life, the announcement, oh no, sorry, having a wedding is bigger news than announcing a pregnancy or having a baby.
It's such a fine line. And do you know where my mind goes with these debates?
What?
Facebook, when you put up a photo of which one, which one would get the most likes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so I'd say a wedding / engagement would have to get more likes than the birth of your first baby. So if you're announcing, Gav and I are now, we're married, here's our wedding photo.
Yeah.
I'll go and like that photo.
Cool, thanks. If you then go and announce, liked anything I've
here's the picture of our first little baby, Gary Jr., or whatever you call your kid, right?
Probably not what Gary
Jr. What will get more likes, your little baby photo or the wedding photo?
No, I think not even the baby's birth. I think the announcement of the pregnancy is bigger news.
Whoa.
So like, coming June 2019, little baby Ellie.
Yeah, but you can have five baby announcement, whereas you only get married once. Not most of the time, but yeah, for your first wedding. So that's why I think that's probably a more
but
touching
it's such,
moment.
It's, oh, is it more life-changing to have a kid than it is to get married? Yes.
They say your biggest moments in life are your birth of your first kid, your wedding day.
Yeah.
And when your team wins a premiership. Throw that in there. Actually, that'd be number one for me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You and I have not been through either of these three things. So we want to ask you, Goulburn Valley, what's the biggest news you can have? Announcement of a pregnancy, birth of a child, or your wedding day?
Definitely your wedding day. Has to be.
I disagree. I think in the announcement, the pregnancy takes the cake. What do you reckon, Larissa? What's the biggest news?
So I personally think have announcing that you're having a baby. My husband, who's actually been married before, couldn't have kids. So we actually fell pregnant. So that was a very, very big deal for us.
Right.
So, like I said, you can get married more than once. But, yeah, having a baby. And my husband was like, we are not pregnant. I can't have kids.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, no, I'm like, nah. 7 tests later through the doctors, like, you know, all those tests you get. Oh, are you sure it's mine? I'm like, yeah, it's ours.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, that's good
how
news.
Exciting.
And you guys would obviously get a lot of likes for that post. But however, like you said, babies, you can have more than one. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's put it to the test. Larissa, are you and your partner married?
We are now, and we've also got two kids.
Right.
Oh, congratulations.
Did you do the whole announcement on Facebook thing when you got married and when you got pregnant and everything?
Yeah, we did everything. So obviously when you're pregnant with both the kids, obviously when they both arrived and our wedding day.
What was the biggest post on Facebook? What got the most likes?
I would definitely say our first pregnancy. I reckon the wedding wasn't as quiet as up there. We probably had like 300, if not likes, for our first pregnancy.
Nice. I love that you've remembered that.
roughly, yeah.
Thanks so much for your call, Larissa. That's great.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
See ya.
Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.